This is a Dr. Ali indicating a history physical, patient name Jaworski, JAWORSKINA, Elizabeth. Date of birth 10/14/1929. Place Frankenwood Genesis Nursing Rehab. Date of service 10/8/2023. Patient seen today for fall, initial history and physical and comprehensive evaluation at the nursing home. History of present illness. This is a 93-year-old female with a known history of osteoporosis, hypothyroidism, CKD stage 3, chronic leg edema and lumbar compression fracture and spondylosis. She came to the Franklin Square Hospital after suffering a mechanical fall with a trauma to her right side. On presentation, her blood pressure was 178/83 and she was not hypoxic. Imaging study shows CT of the head was negative. For acute intracranial process, CT cervical spine showed acute minimally displaced fracture of the left C spine C7 lamina. X-ray of the right upper extremity showed comminuted impacted right humeral head fracture as well as transverse comminuted fracture of the distal radius with the dorsal displacement. Patient was seen with a neurosurgery and they recommended a soft cervical collar. Physical therapy is saw the patient, they recommended subacute rehab. Left C7 non-displaced lamina fracture, soft cervical collar was advised for 6 weeks. May remove collar and eat, otherwise not should wear the collar at all the time. Patient was advised to follow up with Dr. Samir, SAMIR, in 6 weeks. For the distal radial fracture, he was given splint until outpatient orthopedic follow-up in 2 weeks. Paroxysmal humeral fracture, patient has a humeral head fracture, non-operatively in a shoulder immobilizer was placed. She should advise that she should be shoulder immobilizer until working with the physical therapy when she is able to flex and extend the elbow. And follow out patient with Dr. Looz, L-O-O-Z, in 10 to 14 days was advised. Pain control was done, hypertension was managed, she has known hypothyroidism, maintained on her routine medications, and she has a foul-smelling urine, and she was given IV ceftriaxone. Symptom improved and she switched to the cefdinir, CEFDINIR, 300 mg BID to be continued until 10/10/2023. After stabilization, patient was sent to the subacute rehab. Today when I saw the patient, she's lying on the bed. She denies any headache, dizziness, shortness of breath, cough and congestion. She does have a pain in the right arm at the fracture area, but she's getting pain medication and with significant relief. No headache, no dizziness, no chest pain, no shortness of breath. Reward system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, no diarrhea, musculoskeletal pain, right arm, genital urinary hematuria, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no urinary dyspepsia. Medication upon discharge, patient was on Tylenol 650, Q6-hour PRN, amlodipine 10 mg daily, cefdinir 300 mg BID, vitamin D 2000 units daily, ibuprofen 800 mg TID, PRN basis for pain, levothyroxine 75 mcg daily, oxycodone 5 mg Q6-hour PRN, potassium chloride 10 MEQ daily, telamine sartan TELMISARTN 80 mg daily, social history, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug abuse. Previous surgery history, history of right knee replacement, history of left knee replacement, tonsillectomy, history of bilateral lumpectomy. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented time 3, so cooperative. Blood pressure is 128/78, pulse 78, temperature 98.2 Fahrenheit, respiration 20. Head rate max, lamochelic, argenectaric, neck, cervical, collar is in place. And chest non-tender, lungs are clear, no wheezing, heart SNS2, regular abdomen is soft, not involved in past two extremities, both legs, edema present, but there's no calf tenderness, neuro, she's awake, alert, oriented M3 and cooperative, right arm, she has a splint in place, and also she has a right shoulder sling, SLING. lab done in the rehab, and the patient just came. At the rehab, yesterday the lab reviewed sodium 140, potassium 3.2, carrageenan 3, CO28, and glucose 113, BUN 32, creatinine 1.05, WBC 8.8, hemoglobin 11.2, hematocrit 34.1, platelet count 247. Assessment: patient is admitted, status post fall, resulting injury to the neck, left C7 non-displaced lamina fracture, cervical soft cervical collar advised for 6 weeks and outpatient follow-up, the neurosurgery, Dr. Samir, SMIR. Next line, distal radial fracture, Colli, C-O-L-L-E-S, Colli fracture, continuous splint and outpatient orthopedic in 2 weeks. Paroxysmal humeral fracture, splint has been placed, non-operative management and shoulder immobilizers advised and follow orthopedic Dr. Luz, L-O-Z-E. Next line, hypertension, next line, hypothyroidism, next line, recent UTI being treated. Plan of care will continue all the current medications. Patient has a significant dose of ibuprofen. I will advise only for 5 days, and after the re-evaluation, the need for ibuprofen. Also, episode of hypokalemia that was supplemented yesterday will do BMP tomorrow. Care plan was discussed with the patient and the nursing staff. I have discussed with the patient regarding the cord status. Patient wants to be full cord. Patient is alert to entity M3. Most, capital M, capital O, capital L, capital T, M-O-L-S-T, most form reviewed by me and the new most form signed. Patient alert to entity M3. Patient want to be full cord. Next line, patient want to be transferred to the hospital for hospital level of care. Next line, patient want blood transfusion if needed, IV antibiotic if needed, hemodialysis, yes, if needed, G2 feeding, yes, if needed. Most form signed and by me and placed in the chart as per patient wish. This is the end of the vacation. Thank you.